Welcome to Awake to Oneness Radio. I am Caroline Chang, your host. The mission of Awake to Oneness Radio is to inspire the world to awaken to the universal truth of oneness. Science is now teaching us that everything is energy, and that energy is interconnected and interdependent. In essence, that energy is one thing. My name for that energy is love. Unconditional love. But ancient wisdom and spirituality has been teaching the truth of oneness for eons, so it isn't new. And science has been, quantum physics has been teaching the universal truth of oneness for over 100 years. So we're not even talking new science. This is something that humanity should know by now. Today's show topic is practicing the truth with Dr. Carrie Made. Did I say your last name correctly? I meant to ask.
That's good. Made, that's good.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I had the honor of meeting Dr. Carrie in Atlanta in May with the tour, Arise USA tour, and our first stop, that was our first stop, kickoff of the tour was in Atlanta, and I got to meet you. Was a pleasure meeting you.
Yes.
I first found you around the beginning of the whole pandemic, and I think it was April of 2020. I watched one of your videos, YouTube videos. It may have been up on YouTube at the time now. I'm sure it's not, but it was about transhumanism. I never heard, I was like, what is this? You know, so it was like, I listened to the whole thing. It was so fascinating. But please introduce yourself to the listeners that may not be familiar with you and tell us about the work that you're doing.
I'm an osteopathic internal medicine physician since 2001. I graduated from Kansas City, and I've owned my own clinic, been medical director of two clinics. I've trained medical students for 8 years and clinical applications of internal medicine. And I've always looked for the causes of what makes somebody sick, mind, body, and spirit. We look at all three with osteopathic tenets. And so in Georgia, where my main practice was, I was finding out there's always a cause for everything, whether someone needed a liver transplant or cancer or autoimmune, et cetera. And, you know, when you're finding the real causes, then, and the people apply solutions, then these go away many times.
Right.
And you'd think that's a great thing, but it's not, because our medical industry is based on profit off of sick patients, not well patients. And so I began to get a lot of heat from many sources, including government entities, the CDC, the Public Health Department, even some federal agents, to stop doing what we were doing in the clinic, which was just simply diagnosing people with labs, finding infections, finding out toxins in the area, and removing those blockages, and people were getting better. And of course, also, you know, spirituality and emotions play a role very much in teaching people.
Yes.
So when I was uncovering these things and you was cutting into the pockets of people making money, I was not very popular. And at some point though, I guess they thought I would be a good asset. Some people in the industry that I would be good asset. So they started to recruit me to business owners meetings and scientific meetings, which I went to. I didn't know I was being recruited. And in these meetings, they taught us about the near future of humanity. They were talking about, really, in essence, transhumanism, about melding the human body with artificial intelligence, sometimes genetic modification, robotics, that sort of thing. And the idea was that, well, first of all, we need to control these out of control people out there. So they don't know how to handle themselves. So we will handle them. And so we're going to use, so you can use anything for good or bad.
Right,
this
of course.
Is, in their meetings though, they weren't using it for good. They were using it to control others for their own purpose.
Yes.
So they wanted to put artificial intelligence, tracking devices, surveillance in humans around them so that they could see what everybody was thinking. And if they were a good human or bad human, that would be determined by this information they got. Mm-hmm. And if they decided they were a bad human, well, then they wanted to remove them from society, punish them, et cetera. And this was all for the betterment of the world, right?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
There was one meeting. I'm like, these people are crazy. So then another meeting was Dr. Craig Venter, and he's talking about, well, the human body's fragile. It's very frail, and we need to improve it. So we have knowledge now. So we're going to change what it means to be human. And we're going to change genetics. We're going to take different animals or insects or whatever and meld that with the genome of the human, because that's going to make a better human. We're going to be able to just create a baby from the embryonic stage by genetic modification. You can order your baby like you're ordering food.
Oh my God.
There are many things talked about here. Also immortality.
Yes.
Immortality, not in the way that I know is spirituality with Father God in heaven, and we die or our souls are eternal. Yes, that's what I know. That's not what they're talking about. They think our emotions and dreams are what makes us, and they wanted to upload all of those, then download them into a new body.
Mm.
And so anyway, the point is they're talking about all these sci-fi kinds of technologies. I was in a business owners meeting, where they talked about where they have the technology very soon to implement to control others.
Mm-hmm.
And that blew my mind away. And I did not agree to those things. I thought that was awful. But then I also thought, well, surely this stuff's not going to happen for a long time.
Right.
And I was wrong, because when the pandemic happened, mm-hmm. I started reading the ingredients of the so-called vaccine.
Right.
And I cried, because mm-hmm. I knew what it meant.
Yes.
And I got angry. And then I started speaking out again, because I know what's in there, and all of the knowledge from all those years accumulated for this very moment in time for me to be able to warn my brothers and sisters around the world.
Yes.
And I know that now that knowledge was not in vain.
No.
And so that's been my passion. That's been my life purpose, is to educate and warn as many people as possible. And looking at this whole problem, it's very complicated. It's very complex. And people say, why? Yeah. And this goes and ties into exactly what your show's about. I'm like, well, there's only one reason why.
Mm-hmm.
We disconnected ourselves individually and collectively from God.
Yes.
And God never left us. We left God. We took God out of everything, out of our governments, the schools, our homes, the churches,
yes,
ourselves, by the phones, you know, disconnecting from each other, disconnecting from nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you think is going to happen?
Right.
We did it to ourselves.
Yes.
And so what's the answer? Is reconnection with God, a true reconnection, not what the churches have falsely taught.
Right. Yes.
And so why do I keep doing this? Well, this crazy strong from my heart, hope, love, and faith keeps growing. And it's not me, my human body. I'm not capable of that. It's from God.
But it is you. It's you. It is me.
But I'm a vessel to God. For God, because
yes.
It is.
Yes.
It grows, and I'm like, okay. So that's what keeps me going, and getting people to understand that. Don't have fear. Don't have panic. Don't have despair, because God's got our back. God never left us, and it's about us coming together, the tribe.
Yes.
And reconnecting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Everything you say. So our friend Clyde, he thought we were so much on the same page, and everything you say just resonates with me and has been the purpose in my mission for the past 7 years with this show. And I had no idea the pandemic was in the works, and wasn't privy to the meetings you were privy to, but I knew one sentence woke me up, and it was in 2007. And the one sentence that inspired my awakening was, the biggest problem in the world today is the illusion of separation, that we think we're separate. So, okay, I'm separate from you, so I can go kill you, or I could go bomb your country. I could do something really bad to you because you're separate from me, you know? But like I said, it was science, it was quantum physics, the unified field theory, and the quantum entanglement, all of those things,
where
science has proven the connectivity of everything, and the trees, the grass, the birds, animals, we're all connected, and Mother Earth is a living being, and we're connected. I'm so glad you said nature, because we've disconnected ourselves from each other. We've disconnected ourselves from nature, and all of this disconnection is what has caused all of humanity's problems. And so my thing is, it's simple. When we wake up to the truth that we are truly all connected, when you hurt another person, you are literally hurting God and yourself. Because yeah. we're all connected to God and we're all connected to each other. It is one. And that simple understanding changed my life forever. And when my son transitioned, I knew, well, I'm here for a purpose. And that mm-hmm. purpose is to help inspire. And I say inspired because awakening comes from within. It's an internal yeah. thing. It's not an out, you know, it's not outside of you. It's inside of you. But that is so, so true what you said. And please share more about the vaccine, because as soon as, again, I didn't know anything about transhumanism. I didn't know anything about the medical aspects of these meetings you were in. But as soon as the pandemic started, I knew what was going on. I'm like, I never wore a mask. I said, okay, they're mandating masks today. The next thing, they're going to be mandating a vaccine. I said that to people in April of 2020, and they thought I was crazy. Now, what are we going through? Yeah. I said, okay, was I crazy over a year ago? I think I was right on, you know? So please tell us more about the shots that, now here's the thing. I never tell people not to do it because it's a free will universe. I'm like, study what's you're about to get injected with. Find out what mm-hmm. damage it has already done before you roll up your sleeve. So it's, oops, did I lose you? You're back. Yeah. You're back. Yeah. Okay. So yes, please. We know we can't put this on YouTube, but it'll get shared.
So I think you have to step back further and look at the people that are behind this technology that they're putting inside these injections called vaccines. So these people like Craig Venter and Elon Musk and Ray Kurzweil, it's not just, you know, these MIT companies. Well, they're involved. When you talk to these people in these groups with mm-hmm. this technology, they don't believe in God, a creator in heaven. They don't. They're atheists, they say.
Right.
So Ray Kurzweil says, is there a God? He says, no, but one day there will be one very soon. Mm. Craig Venter says, what is God? God creates. Now we can create. Now we're gods.
Yes.
So you see this, you already see where this is going now. Right. So they believe that they are elevated beings above us.
Yes.
And they believe that it's their job to manipulate nature, to manipulate our food, to manipulate us. Right. Okay. So this is already a dangerous thought, in my opinion.
Yes.
And so they think that our bodies are sick and fragile. So they're going to fix it by just changing a genetic piece. Mm-hmm. Far more complex than that.
Right.
And also this is something people need to know, that there are ulterior motives to everything. So inside of this injection, they are giving not of the virus that's making people sick. Just want to let everyone to know that the virus supposedly making everyone sick. There's not that. The virus is nowhere to be found in any lab, in any government, in the entire world, ever. There is no virus. We've been lied to. Yes, people are getting sick, but they're getting sick from something else. It's not the virus. They lied to us.
Right.
So what they're doing with the vaccine is not like any other vaccine. They're programming the person's body to make a code, a protein. So they're putting a code inside of you, like a computer code.
Right.
Your body's programmed like a computer
yes.
to read this code and then make what it's saying, which is a protein. Mm-hmm. These proteins are called spike proteins. They're not from nature. Nature doesn't have them naturally. It's not in the nature. So what are we getting people to make? So it's synthetic, not yeah. from nature, and it's sticky. And it's also inflammatory. They told us it wasn't inflammatory. It is. So you're making these sticky particles that are like Velcro sticking all over your body.
Yes.
And when does it stop? Nobody knows. Oh, it'll probably burn out, they say. This is not scientific. No. Well, these sticky particles we know are going inside the blood vessels. inside the brain, the heart, therefore tons of strokes, heart attacks, blood clots. You wouldn't believe it. That's what they say to expect in the children as well.
Yes.
Neurologic issues, because they're using, they had to sneak in this code with something called a nanolipid particle, which is also called hydrogel. Well, this is very allergenic to the body. It affects the nervous system. So we're seeing Bell's palsy, whole body paralysis. We're seeing neurodegenerative diseases. These are just the immediate things. What about the long-term effects?
Exactly.
All kinds of things we're seeing because they're using brand new technologies never unveiled on humanity until now.
Yeah.
And so you have to ask, well, if there's no virus that they're making it from, they're using brand new technologies, many never before. Well, why would they do this with all these side effects?
Right.
And that's when I tell people, well, take a step back and look at these people. And what else do they stand for? Do they make money? Yeah, a lot of money, of course. Mm-hmm. Well, look at all these guys are in computers. They're into the IT. So that's something there. They also belong to the World Economic Forum, Davos, G20.
Yes.
They believe in the Great Reset, the fourth industrial revolution. Yes. What do all these things mean?
Yes.
I encourage people to go on the World Economic Forum because there they have a plan for all of us at 2030. Mm-hmm. And these shots, I believe, are part of the plan for 2030. That's really what's happening.
Yes.
So in the shots, they are giving you these synthetic, and it's not just genetic modification, but also something synthetic called hydrogel nanolipid particles, which could be used for many things. It could be for drug delivery or biosensors. Mm. So in this new world vision, by 2030, they want all human bodies connected to the Internet of Things. That means you're going to be your own wireless walking device. You're going to be your own phone. You're going to be your own computer.
You're right.
Well, how in the world could they do that in 8 years?
Yeah.
Think about it. They have to put something inside of us. Yeah. Well, this substance found in these injections could be the building blocks of this. Right. I don't know how many shots it would take because we're the experiment.
Right.
But imagine that. So that could be cool. You could walk around. You don't need a wallet. You don't need anything. You just, your body's your commodity.
Right.
Is that good? Because what if someone just stops all your money because they think you're not a good person or somebody hacks into it? You're not able to drive your car. You can't get any cash. It's kind of dangerous.
Right.
Or what about my business owners meeting where in Atlanta, they decided they're going to monitor how many times someone lies. Mm-hmm. Well, if you lie about your location, like who hasn't done that? Oh yeah. I left my house because you know, you're running late and you didn't leave your house. Well, according to this program, you're a liar.
A lie
is a lie is a lie.
Right.
So they add up all your lies. If you lie too much, then you're a bad human.
Yeah.
Then you don't get all your cryptocurrency, or you don't get all these, you know, gifts or whatever they're going to give you.
Right.
Think about all the ramifications of it. This is what they're putting in people now has another motive for 8 years.
Yes.
And so people tell me, oh, that wouldn't happen. I'm like, well, let's take a look around the world, because right now Bill Gates with MasterCard and an artificial intelligence company called TrustStamp, they've been experimenting on the people of West Africa since July of 2020.
Okay.
They're giving them the COVID shots, just like we are in the States.
Right.
They get the technology just like we are in the States, except they're actually applying it. So what they're doing there, they're all getting a digital ID, like a barcode, like World War II.
Right.
They all get their barcode, but you can't see it, but you can scan it and get it.
Right.
So each person is a number, and that's how they get their money.
Okay.
From MasterCard, like cryptocurrency. Now, if you don't get the shot, you're locked out of the system. No money for you.
Yes.
And people are also getting all of their medical records and their vaccination records downloaded digitally in their body, walking around. This sounds like something from the Book of Revelation.
Right.
So that's what they're doing. Now, Bill Gates said, you know, since we already have that technology in you, like I warned you, already had the technology in you,
right,
we could also use it for other things. So let's go ahead and test it. Let's use it for surveillance, spying, and predictive policing, like the Minority Report of Tom Cruise.
Right.
And they're doing that right now. And Bill Gates said, once it's perfected there, he will unveil it in all the developed nations. That means us.
Of course.
And you know, what do they call it? A wellness pass or a vaccine passport.
Right. Yes.
So this is the slippery slope we're going towards. People think, oh, it's just about a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. They lied to everybody.
Yes.
It's a technology being introduced into the body that will give you some kind of artificial intelligence hookup if you allow enough of it in there.
Yes.
And the other one is a possible genetic modification.
Right.
So they're putting it in, saying it's just for drug delivery. Meanwhile, in another country, we really know it's more than drug delivery. It's for spying on people, controlling them.
Yes.
So then the next thing I'll go into, and then I'll give you a chance to talk again.
No, it's fine. You go ahead. Don't worry about me.
So the next thing is the genetic modification. So this is really important. Everybody knows this. So for the first time ever, we're making something not from nature and injecting it into people in the form of a so-called vaccine, which it isn't. So this is a synthetic gene. The problem with that is that our bodies are amazing, okay, and miraculous. How do we survive throughout the years? Well, our bodies come in contact with different plants, different infections, different this, different that. We take it in.
Yes.
And our bodies are smart. We actually take pieces of genetic material and analyze it and sometimes integrate it within our genome. We do that because we're smart beings like that. God created us really well.
Right.
So that means we can take up anything by an enzyme called reverse transcriptase enzyme. So you're putting something for the first time ever in humanity, something synthetic, a computer code, an AI program that does not have the same amino acids that we do.
Right.
So when we make this code, and let's say our body wants to integrate it, to test it out, to check it out, like it normally does.
Yes.
And if it gets permanently taken up in our genome,
yes.
By law, since 2013, our Supreme Court justice has ruled that we can be patented and owned.
Of course. I knew that as soon as I said that. Like, you guys, that someone owns that patent for that mRNA. It's a patented, and now it's going to be in your body. You're literally going to be owned. Forget about slavery days.
It's the biggest human trafficking operation ever.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
And then they literally can do anything they want. Like, this should be all over the news. Everyone should be talking about it in every household.
Yes.
Because there's nothing more important. There's no Netflix movie. There's no sports event. There's nothing that's more important than that.
Yes.
I mean,
you don't
have guardianship even over your children anymore.
Right.
Think about that.
Exactly.
Your own body. And I tell people,
yeah,
if you lose authority and autonomy of your body, then game over for humanity.
Exactly.
Exactly. And these are holy temples.
Yes.
So it's really upsetting because we are brilliant, powerful beings because we were made in the likeness. We're made in the image of our God.
Yes. Yes.
Whether or not we're in the likeness is up to us.
Right.
We forgot who we are and what we are. So if we remember and we tap in and we remember and we become one with God again, the power that we have can outdo any of this horrific,
so true,
dehumanizing technology. We don't have to tolerate this. We don't have to keep going forward into this death march.
Exactly.
Enough is enough.
Right.
And this is the great awakening. This is the time we choose. You're hot or you're cold. Where are you?
Yes.
And I know where I'm going. You know where you're going. You know who you are. But we're here also to help our brothers and sisters wake up.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because world can't stay the same.
No, you're absolutely right. I actually got the inspiration. I can tell you the date. It was March 21st, 2020. At the very beginning of this pandemic, I got the download that humanity's awakening has begun. And I was just like, it was like in the middle of the night and I'm dancing and I'm like so happy because okay, we're waking up. I didn't think it was the word like in month 20, but in spirit, that's nothing. For us, we're impatient. Come on. Okay. When is this awakening gonna, like, I know that people are waking up. We've had an incredible weekend worldwide. People are showing up and waking up and showing no. And our bodies, I keep saying, if you don't have control over what goes into your own body and what goes into your children's body, there's no such thing as freedom. They need to just throw that word out of the dictionary, because if everybody on the planet is going to be little sheeple and allow their body to be taken over, then there is no freedom. That is
the problem, is they forgot who they are and what they are and what we're about, because I can tell you this. I'm so close with God. And when in the past, because when I was speaking up so much in the past, I was attacked by every government entity, and I honestly feared for my life for a while. So like other doctors.
Yes.
And so I know when I got faced with, you know, it took away my money, took away everything. I never backed down. I never, ever, I always had an out. I still do. I always could join something, get money, whatever, but what's money without your freedom of your words, freedom of thought, freedom of your heart to love and be creative in who you are.
Yes.
And so I never bowed down, even if it costs my life, I don't care, because I am of royal birthright like you are.
Yes.
I'm the divinity.
Yes.
And I hold my head up high. You cannot take away my divinity. I don't give it away. It's nobody's but mine and God's, right?
Exactly.
So are yours. And when you walk around, that fearlessness that goes out is powerful.
Yes. It is.
And I've walked away from my house, all my material possessions, 8 suitcases and my 3 dogs.
Yes.
I'll do it again.
Okay. Okay.
I'm at my office practice.
I
tell people that because that gave me the power to speak to people now, because I walk the walk and I talk the talk, you know?
Exactly.
And if we all have that power, there's nothing that can stop us with God.
Exactly. This is so true. What you're saying is so, so true. Our power, we are all powerful. And it can't be, it cannot be taken away, but it can be given away. And we give it away when we're in a state of fear, when we think, oh, little me, I can't do anything. Oh, they're going to fire me. Okay. Then, okay, I'm going to roll up my sleeve. We give it away, you know, when you know who you are. And that's also a big part of my show too, is to help people, inspire people to awaken to who they truly are. When you know who you are, you have not an ounce of fear. And in the material world, which is an illusion, that I learned in seventh grade. In seventh grade, I'll never forget, my science teacher said, nothing is truly solid. We were studying atoms. You put anything under a high power microscope, you see these tiny moving particles that are not even touching, meaning it's not solid. And within that atom is 99.9999% empty space. It's truly not solid. Our physical senses are extremely limited. From what I understand, it's like 0.035% of what we can actually detect with our 5 senses of what is actually around us. Okay, there are instruments that can detect, you know, that we can't detect with our eyes, our ears, and our senses. So if we're only going by what we think is solid, it's not. We are creating individually and collectively with God, as one with God. Because here's my favorite quote. It's a Rumi quote. You are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. The universe is holographic, meaning just like we have trillions of cells in our body, and somebody could take a tiny microscopic cell out of my body and clone another me, because all of me is in that tiny microscopic cell. All of God is in each of us. All of God, not
all fractals, but fractal upon fractal upon fractal.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we, all of God is in each of us. And when we wake up and remember who we are, because we did chose to come here and forget, but when we wake up and remember who we truly are, there's never anything to fear, nothing to fear. And you walk, you live, you walk, talk, and live your truth.
Yes. Amen. That is so true.
so true.
So I always remind people, you know, there's 2 things that people can look at still online, because they hide good science from everybody. You know, the censorship is real.
Yes.
And, you know, I've talked a lot about the Heart Math Institute, of how the heart is measurable with its power. It's the strongest organ in the body.
Yes.
And in an average human, this electromagnetic energy goes out 6 feet. And just an average person who doesn't even know who they are.
Exactly.
But a person who does know who they are, it's connected with God. They feel that they can go out miles.
Yes.
Miles. And think about a dozen people like that getting together, the synergistic effect. It's like supersonic.
Exactly.
And that wipes out all of this low frequency, negative, demonic energy that is in these technologies falsely called vaccines.
Yes.
It stops.
Exactly.
Once we elevate ourselves to where God is, or closest to God, Mm-hmm. We don't even live in the realm of these low level technologies, these demonic entities that are trying to influence us. We don't even see them. They're not even part of us, right? They can't hurt us. Exactly. It's really that easy. It's really about working within and uniting with each other.
Yes.
Uniting, you know, remembering who we are. And then the other one is Dr. Emoto, which unfortunately died recently. I love him.
Yes.
And the power of water.
Yes.
And Chris, you know, I tell people water's so unique because it's the only substance on earth that it freezes at a temperature it shouldn't, boils when it shouldn't. And when it freezes, the only substance that goes gets bigger instead of smaller.
Right.
And also it holds memory, and its crystalline formation always changes depending on where it came from, an intention around it, all kinds of things. Nothing else could ever do that. It's brilliant. It's life.
Yes.
And so Masaru Emoto took the water and looked at it as it's forming crystals and saw that people could change the structure of the crystals by their thoughts, intentions, prayers.
Exactly.
And so, you know, all these beautiful, loving thoughts would have beautiful structures. People thought negative thoughts, you're ugly, I hate you, et cetera, would distort the crystal. But what that means is that inside of our body, that's what we're doing to ourselves. That's what we're doing to anything else. That's what we're doing from a distance, because they did it over a distance.
Right.
Again, quantum physics, it doesn't matter. The space makes no difference, time and space.
Exactly.
So when you're seeing those images, it's powerful because you are powerful. You just don't even know it.
How powerful you can affect. We are. Yes. So I literally write on my water bottles with a marker. Thank you. I love you. I write on my water bottles. I know the power. And our bodies are at least 70% water. And so is the world. Mother Earth is 70% water. So at least, I think it's more. But yes, so, and you can wear, I have these t-shirts which say, thank you, I love you. Because that is just like putting a label on the water. I'll put a label on my body, you know? It's so true. I've studied Dr. Emoto's work and love it. And it's so true. And science. Truly quantum physics and spirituality, the true spirituality and true science is truly telling us the truth of who we are as one with God, never separated. We think, now we can think we're separated, but yes. So everything, I resonate.
And so one more thing is with these shots, they're putting nanolipid particle, which comes under the bigger heading called hydrogel.
Right.
So it's the opposite of water. Very important to know this because water's life, hydrogel is water gel. It actually, its function is to, it desiccates, it dries out, it sucks out water. And it's copies water, but in a very erroneous way. So water can form different structures and shapes and crystalline structure. It forms different structures. It assembles, reassembles, disassembles, but it's synthetic.
Right.
Again, it can make its own tissue, but it's not. It's very, it's synthetic. It's not human.
Right. It's not natural.
It's not natural. It has memory, but like a computer has memory, not the way we have memory, a divine intelligence.
Exactly.
It's completely opposite. And its purpose is to pull the water out. Mm. Again, it's to me, it's anti-water.
Yes.
My battery is getting a little bit low here.
Oh,
everything's going wrong today.
Everything's going right always.
No, it's not going wrong. I mean, yes, just computer glitches. They don't like me talking about the hydrogel and the AI.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's them. They're like, okay, she's telling too much truth. Like you said, practicing truth. I love that. So, but what you said about vibration is so, so true. I say that all the time. The reason I have no fear, the reason you have no fear, because we're at this high frequency. We're living in this higher frequency where the lower frequency can't even see us. They truly can't. Once you put yourself in that high frequency and stay there, because it is all about frequency. If you're not a frequency match, you know, we can see what's going on in the lower realm, but they can't reach up. They're like, oh, she's too high. We can't get to her. You know, she's just too high. So
it's true.
Yes.
It's why it's lies and deceit.
Yes.
You know, I always say Satan really is the greatest of deceivers, the demonic energy, because they cannot create. Only God can create. And since we are made in the likeness of God, we have the ability to create with God. That's exactly. Beautiful. But these demonic entities, they don't. No. So what do? They trick us. They coerce us. They deceive us. They get us to think we're nothing.
Yes.
They put things in our head. They make us believe a certain thing. They distort our reality and make us not see what's really around us.
Exactly.
And we fall for the lie.
Exactly.
And if we stop falling for the lie and remember who we are, and remember who we are, we raise our elevation. We get out of this. We really are in a prison world.
It's
people need to see that, and then we don't need to be here anymore.
Exactly. And we can take ourselves out of the matrix. I literally took myself out of the 3D matrix March of 2020. I'm like, I'm out of here. Humanity's awakening has begun. I am out of this crazy matrix. But it's all about us choosing to, we are free will. It's a free will universe. So we have to choose. Do we want to stay in this lower frequency, or do we want to take ourselves to a higher level? So it is our choice. And like you said, they feed off of our fear. That's why if you watch, I stopped watching news 21 years ago. And so they know if you watch the news, you're going to be in the, oh, I'm afraid. Oh, that's feeding the low frequency. Yes. Nothing to fear but fear itself. Yes. So true.
We have to stop. We have to look around and look at symbolism. I tell people, taking a step back and know that the television was created as the biggest brainwashing device the world ever has had. Exactly. So if that is the biggest brainwashing device, turn it off, unplug it, smash it, whatever, and don't turn it back on. Just don't do it. See what your life, what else? You don't have anything to lose. I'd say in 2 weeks, I see always a big difference in people, always.
Yes.
And then, start learning symbolism. Mm-hmm. Oh, your world will change.
Yes.
Symbolism is everywhere. Mm-hmm. You will know where someone stands. You know who they serve just by looking at that. And I'm still learning, still blowing my mind away. And then you really see, wow, we've been living in a big spell curse in a way, keeping us suppressed and oppressed. But it's also exciting to see, oh, I get it now. I get it now. And that's what I teach my patients, is that your body is amazing. And don't let them tell you we're just born that way. We have the ability to do so many things. The power is in your control, you know, if you choose it. Yes. And it's not easy, because it's not just physical.
Yes.
It's emotional and spiritual. Exactly. And so these are our journeys that we go on. But the easiest thing is to find your tribe, find like-minded people.
Yes.
That's so empowering, and it makes everything so much better. I don't know how I would do it without having my tribe around me. Mm-hmm. So I encourage people to do that and start getting connected with God and turn the TV off. Those three things are unbelievably powerful.
Exactly. And a lot has changed in the last 20 months. People have, fallen out with family and close friends that they've been friends with forever. But if they're awakening and their family and friends are not, and we want to save our family and friends, but awakening is an internal, it happens from within. So if you're awakening and the biological family that you've been around is not, you have to just send them love and light and not argue with them, because arguing with them is just going to lower your frequency. Don't argue, don't fight, don't fuss, don't debate, none of that. Just send them love and light, and do it from a distance if you want. You could send them love and light, just close your eyes, picture them, surround them with love and light, and that will help raise their frequency. It truly will.
Yeah, and we're all on our own individual journeys.
Yes.
So we have to honor that and value that. Exactly. And then protect the weaker, more fragile too. That is our duty.
Yes.
It's our duty here. We're guardians of this world and of the weaker, more fragile.
Exactly.
That means the kids, the babies, the plants, the nature, the animals.
Yes.
And that, and if we, if we're made in the image of God, whether or not the likeness is up to us. So what do you choose? Do you choose to be a lower being, or do you choose to be who you were born to be?
Exactly.
And if you're born to be this baby creator with God, then start acting like it. Take responsibility, take accountability. That's a big problem now, isn't it?
Yes.
People lost responsibility and accountability, for instance, and their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to do this because I'm told to, but it goes against human rights.
Human rights.
If it goes against human rights, you're still You yes. are still responsible individually.
Yes, very true. And then if our you children.
This long time, you certainly will. Later right. on.
And then yeah. now they're coming so, after the children. Now that's waking up a lot of people too. It's like, okay, now they're coming after my baby, you know? Yeah.
And it's all a veil of lies yes. because it only works with our consent. It only works with our participation.
Exactly. Exactly.
And we are participating collectively.
Yes.
Collectively, we are consenting. This is yes. what's so insane to me and you to watch from a distance going, what is happening? Exactly. Why are they willingly doing this? You know, it's collectively.
Yeah.
All we have to do is say no. I tell people, if you just took your kids out of school, I'd say even 25% of people, just 25%. What the reverberations around the world would be amazing. It would show them we do not comply, we do not consent, and we will not take this anymore. And they will start shaking in the boots. The controllers, the few in power, will shake in their boots. They will not know what to do if even that many people did that simple thing.
Yes.
But we don't see that, do we?
Not yet, but I think we are getting, I feel so encouraged every time there's a worldwide demonstration, which there was one this past weekend. So I keep so many more people, even people, it's not about being vaxxed or unvaxxed anymore. So many people are standing up for freedom, even those that have got the vaccine. They said, well, that was my choice, but my neighbor doesn't have to make that same choice. You know, standing up for freedom is really sweeping the world, not just the country, but the world. So
as long as people don't wait for others to do it, we all have to do it together.
We do.
And that's kind of my urgency because the children should not have to go through this. They are all of our responsibility. I take responsibility for them, even though I don't have children.
Yes.
And and I don't think people understand what these shots can really do to them.
Yes.
And just know that everyone that is implementing these shots have told the doctors, be aware that there'll be more strokes and heart attacks in children.
You're
not supposed to get strokes and heart attacks, paralysis.
No.
So they expect that to happen in that age group where there's a 0% chance risk of dying from COVID.
Exactly.
So this is where we say no. We say no, we are better than that. And if the government entities, if the government officials are not doing their job, which they're not, they were put in place for serve us, not for us to serve them.
Exactly.
And they're to serve us for our well-being, safety, and welfare, and they're not doing it. So then it's our duty, if you know the Constitution, it's our duty to make government anew.
Yes.
To stop them. So I encourage people to start rising up and at least in their communities, talk about how to pull the kids out of school, community schools. Like we all can chip in. It takes a village to raise a kid, right?
Exactly.
Go back to that.
Yes, yes, yes. Very true.
So that's my biggest push is, you know, some people just don't have the strength to believe in themselves yet, but they do for a child.
Their
child.
Another grandchild. Very true.
So that's where we need to put the focus on and collectively stand for them and protect them and for human rights. And I think that if we focus on that and forget the television, we can change all these things so quickly. And just know, don't be afraid of what they say is hurting people out there. Mm-hmm. This is a plandemic. It's been planned. That means it can be changed. It can be stopped.
Yes.
What's making people sick is induced on us. It's not from the earth. It is not from nature. It's not from God.
Okay.
This is man-induced. These we know this. We have patents since 2002. This is being spread on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
These are bioweapons.
Yes.
This is a war.
Yes.
So if we stop the people in power, it goes away.
Yes.
You know, this is another fear people have. Well, okay, but what if we do all that and then we're still going to die of this COVID? I'm like, well, that's because it's not from earth. It's not from God. It's not from us.
Right.
This is from people trying to make some ulterior motive, another agenda happen. So we stand up and we say no to them and stop them. Right. It all goes away.
Right. Exactly. And I, from really my understanding, I think more people are dying from these shots than the whole COVID thing was blown out of the water. I mean, you died of cancer, you died of a heart attack. What if you got hit by a bus and died and they tested you, oh, you're COVID. The numbers for COVID deaths are so fake.
The shots are making the viral particles. The right. shots are making the people make them.
Right.
So we stop the shots, we won't be exactly. making them anymore.
Exactly.
It's ludicrous.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we have to, at least this, a good thing is, the silver lining is, the tribe, there's a revival happening. People are finding God.
Yes.
And there's the people are finding their tribe again, who yes. they really belong to. That's beautiful.
Yes.
People are remembering the more important things in life.
Yes.
And it's not material things, that's for sure.
Exactly.
And what makes us healthy, because we don't need all these drugs. Now, I'm not totally against them, and mm-hmm. modern medicine has its place, but it's overused and abused.
Exactly.
And we forgot that the earth has so many things for us.
Exactly.
And I encourage people to look into dandelions and milk thistle, mm-hmm. because these will be powerful plants for us in the near future. And I encourage them to look at a special milk thistle called Holy Blessed Milk Thistle. It's a very special species. I encourage you to get some seeds and get your own to grow. I've already got some growing. It's very unique looking. Anyway, this special milk thistle has been known to cure the bubonic plague in the past, all kinds of weird illnesses it can cure, as well as, you know, clearing the liver and all that. Mm-hmm. So, and then pine needles, the long needle pine needles of yeah. all the plants of North America, it has the highest concentration of vitamin C.
Okay.
So the one thing that we can't produce endogenously in our bodies is vitamin C. We're not animals. We need it from external sources. So if we become low, that's what we really need. The long needle pine needles, chop them up, put it in a pot of clean water.
Okay.
And then put a lot of them in there. Uh-huh. Simmer it for 10 minutes, take it off, let it seep. Then of course, take the pine needles out, put a little honey in it, and you drink it that day. You drink it fresh that day, then you can make it the next day. It's got chitinic acid in it, really good for antiviral, really good for your immune boosting properties. And of course, the vitamin C is incredibly powerful.
Yes.
So that, the dandelions and milk thistle, I think those will be very valuable. So we need to start looking at what's around us.
Yes, very true. Well, I agree with you. I'm not a medical doctor, but I've been completely holistic since 98. I think Western medicine is good for one thing, and that's trauma. That's me. I've said that I'm not a doctor, so I'm not giving any medical advice. For me personally, I will never take any pharmaceutical drugs. For me personally, it's just, you know, this is just, I know that nature, there's like the things you were just saying. I know that there are things in nature that can heal me. And I know that I have a powerful immune system. So, and I'm going to keep it that way by not getting any shots. So,
I say that because there are answers for everything, and that we've been lied to about a lot of things to keep us suppressed and uneducated about who we are and what we are. So we're just awakening to that.
Yes.
And if you start, just do the baby steps, find your tribe, hang out with them, start learning.
Yes.
And not from the television, but learning from one another and putting God first with everything. Things change radically in your life. You'll find a happiness you never knew that you could have before. You'll find a fulfillment, and it doesn't come from material things. It doesn't come from what we used to think it came from.
Exactly.
It comes from being God and knowing who you are and growing into that. It's such a beautiful thing. And I always tell people that I believe in our lifetime, we will have to go through some tumultuous things, because it's a death and a rebirth of a world, right?
Exactly.
But we will be able to see the beginning of the new earth and heaven in our lifetime. I really believe that in my heart.
I do too.
And
I
so there's an excitement to that as well, but we have to brace ourselves, because change is not always easy.
Yes, exactly. It's a roller. Well, you know what? Another guest of mine used the example of water boiling. For water to transform to steam, what has to happen? It has to boil. And that's where we're
boiling.
We're at that boiling point. Yes. So for us, I see humanity transforming to a higher level. And for us to transform, we have to, you know, go through that boiling. How long that boiling is going to last, who knows? But I do believe it's going to be in our lifetime. Yes.
In the Bible, they talk about the anointing. You know, that's how you're telling if you are becoming more spiritual, one with God. And they say, well, just like olives have to get pressed for the oil. pressed. You have pressure. You have to go through things. You have to be challenged. You have to, believe me, I went through a lot of traumas, and you know, but I still came back. You still come back up, right? Exactly. Just like you have, just like many other people have. But every time I did, I became stronger, and I had more wisdom, and I'm still going through it. But the pressing of the oil, the anointing, they call it, is another way of looking at it. And then it's a light that comes from that. So the oil and the lamp, or the lamps, the oil being pressed, you get more oil, you get more flame, you get more light.
Yes, I got
it. Come alive. Exactly. And so the light I see, we're going to see lots of light lighted up people, a lot of lit up people, I should say. Yes. And that's a beautiful thing to look forward to.
Yes, it is. It's very, very true. And I say in my talks, I say that our biggest challenges are truly our greatest blessings, because in spirit, we planned these challenges. We knew we were going to forget who we are. We planned all these challenges to do exactly what you just said, to press us, to awaken us to our true selves, to remembering our true light and shining that true light. So that's
so it's another analogy is, you know, how you refine like silver. Mm-hmm. When you're trying to polish the silver, you have to put it in the flame for so long. Yes. You know, the flame is touching it, and you're polishing it. And you know how, you know, when the silver is done, you can see your image in it.
Yes.
So it's like the analogy of God seeing his image in us.
Yes.
Then you're done. You're perfected with him.
That's so true. So true. Please share with our listeners. I know your battery's running low, and I don't want it. I don't want you to like just be gone. But share with our listeners, please, how they can find you. I know you're working on a new website, which I want to help you with. Definitely. So share with our listeners how they can find you. I know that censorship is real.
I have a new website. It's very rudimentary, working on it. It's carriemade.com, CarrieMade.com. Mm-hmm. I also have a backup website called serendipitygroup.org, O-R-G. Mm-hmm. And that has some videos downloaded on it. So are just for references and that sort of thing. And I still, I have an Instagram account. I'm banned from the other social platforms, but
you still have Instagram.
Sometimes you have friends in IT places that can help out. I don't know how much longer that'll work for, but
yes. Well, I know they're after me, so I'm very careful now. I've already got 4 video strikes, and I like on YouTube. So what I do is I just put like an intro, and then the rest
Smart.
On YouTube. Yep, the whole thing on YouTube. Gotta do it. Gotta stay alive, because the people I'm trying to reach are on YouTube. Like, so people I'm picturing are awake. You know?
Exactly.
I don't want to keep preaching to the choir. I want to preach to the way, you know what I mean? Trying to inspire. And it's just an inspiring. So this
it's been a joy talking with you.
You've got your
oil lamp lit. Well, you shine.
Well, thank you. I try. And I do believe when you're awake, and you know who you are, and you know why you're here, you have to walk that. You got to walk that walk, talk that talk, and live that truth. Just all, doesn't matter. Come high water or, you know, doesn't matter what happens. Yeah. You have to do what you know you're here to do. Yeah.
Yeah, amen.
Well, thank you so much. And I'm going to be airing, this will air on Friday. Again, the full thing will be on BitChute. An intro to it will be on YouTube. But I'm still hoping, I still have stuff on YouTube that I'm like, I hope they don't find. Did I lose you? I think I did. Okay.